2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
Prophetic protocols, praise God. These are the do's and don'ts of the prophetic. Prophetic protocols refers to the do's and don'ts of the prophetic. All right, so you may want to take that down. These include how to prophesy, when to prophesy, when not to prophesy, how to receive a senior prophet, how to prophesy to an unbeliever, how to minister to an elderly person. All right. Many emerging prophets have run into problems because they got on the wrong side of other believers and even pastors when they tried to use their gift. I don't know if you are here and you've ever been in a church, and when you started to prophesy, the pastor just picked up the mic and said, "In Jesus' name, we have prayed," and they silenced you. Or maybe one of the ushers who looked like a retired military officer walked up to you and took you out of the church because the Papa, the Jehu, is about to preach and he doesn't like people prophesying or acting weird when he's about to preach. So if you found yourself there, I got you, and this session is for you. So don't be angry. All right, things like this happen once in a while. Okay, so but under prophetic protocols, we are looking at the do's and the don'ts. And I do hope, so this particular one is not necessarily built on scripture alone, but experience, things that I have experienced, I've seen, I've observed over time. And a lot of them are actually established in scripture. All right, so let's consider a few of these. All right. Let's take, for instance, Paul was teaching us and he said, let two or three prophesy and let the others judge. So Paul was establishing protocol here that in a church or in a meeting where a number of people are prophesying about maybe similar things, Paul says when we have prophecies, like in a meeting, somebody say this will win, that will win, this is the will of God. He said there must be judgment. So one aspect of the prophetic that we have missed out today is the aspect of divine judgment. How do we, you know, X-ray what everybody is saying? And we are sure that this person is not speaking because this person will be the president of the nation because he's from his village, or they both come from the same town. Or why is this other person supporting this other fellow? All right. Paul said we must learn how to judge prophecies. The absence of this ability to judge is why we have a lot of prophecies that have gone unchecked and in some cases created a lot of bad blood. So now it is the social media and the media, the press, that are now judging the church. All right. So, and the Lord will permit the media to judge us for a time until the body becomes purified to a level, and then we will rise in stature again. All right, so you can take that as a prophecy. Now, I want you to know this. Any prophet that refuses to be accountable will most likely run into problems today. The reason is that we have a generation, we refer to them as the Gen Z. They are the first generation in human history that was born into the internet. They don't know anything like that telephone we used to use. There was a time we grew up, the email was like the best thing that ever happened to us. You know, there was a time before I got married, I used to write letters to my wife, but fiancé then, and I would have to go to the post office and drop the thing there, and then wait for maybe like a month or two before I get a reply. You know, so that was our reality. We used the bush lantern. There was this bush lantern. You have to clean the shade and put kerosene, and you know, and so you can, you know, have something to make it up at night. But this generation, they are used to inverters. They are used to solar panels. Some of them know how to use your iPhone better than you. All right. So these generations don't understand. Somebody is older or younger. They will take you to the cleaners. So for you to choose not to be accountable, you are putting yourself in a very difficult position because this generation, these young ones, they only have one language. Why? If you say anything, they ask you why. All right? Now, my daughter is laughing. Now, the matter of having someone who can hold your hand and even caution you is vital to remaining in ministry. Okay? Even if you are so anointed, try to look for somebody who can call your bluff, somebody who can call you to order, somebody who can ask you if you drank something this morning that made you preach what you preach. There was a time somebody preached that there are nine gods in the Bible, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father has body, soul, and spirit. God the Son has body, soul, and spirit. God the Holy Spirit has body, soul, and spirit. And he preached it, and nobody could say. The Lord, he got home, and the Lord rebuked him that I will deal with you. Where did you get that thing from? The guy came back, and I'm talking about Benihim. He came back the next day, and he corrected himself, said, please, so what I said, it was my mind. It wasn't God. All right? So, but if you don't have someone who is, who holds you accountable, then what are you going to do? You're going to create a lot of problems for God. And because you are an anointed man that is living in error. All right? Many have even been placed on hold by God. There are a lot of people going about holding microphones that God has placed a hold on. He has restricted them because they are like loose cannons. They are loose cannons. They are stray bullets. So until you know what you need to do and how you are going to do it to the glory of God, the Lord may restrict you and put you in hibernation. Prophetic protocols also includes seeking the Lord personally for revelation, and not just speaking about things that you have read on social media. And please, this is so important. This is so important, you know, because everybody, even maybe even as I'm speaking now, some of you are checking your Google News and checking Facebook. You cannot be a true prophet by seeing what everybody is saying, you know, and, you know, then trying to use it as a prophecy. I already prophesied before this year started that this year there was going to be a recession, and I prophesied that this will be the year of Joseph. And things are already happening. People we didn't know their names before are rising in tech. We are seeing so many new inventions. This is just February. Today is the ninth. People are still struggling with how artificial intelligence is about to change everything. So what's going to happen by this time next year? All right? So the Josephs are rising. Don't just fold your hands and say, oh, you want to depend on your salary. The Josephs are rising. The wisdom of God is being deployed in a very dangerous way. So you've got to understand what God is doing now. And may God not have to go out and to the world of unbelievers to go and look for men to come and preserve us. When in our own circle, we have men and women who are skilled in wisdom. They are skilled like Bezalel. They are anointed in what they do. Some of them are crazy and fantastic business people. They are anointed to touch anything business, and it just, you know, just blows out. Tech IT specialists, tech designers, UI UX, and all kinds of things. Content writers, content creators. So it will be a shame if the Lord had to go out. You understand? Because this is the seasons for the Joseph to rise. And Joseph there is not gender-based, praise God. It's not gender-based. All right? So we are not speaking about things that are happening on social media. We are talking about what the Lord has proposed to do. Prophetic protocols means that you understand the personal instructions which the Lord Himself will give to you. They are yours and yours alone. Don't make it a doctrine. For instance, there are certain things I don't do, not because I don't like them, but they are the instructions given to me, you know, by the Lord. So I don't, the moment I accepted to be a pastor, he told me, you must not do this, you must not do this, you must not do this. Others may, but I am restricting you from it. So if you work with me, I might likely restrict you from doing the same, because that's what he said to us as we started. All right. So you must understand, it's not, you don't make it a doctrine. You understand? If God told you that be walking barefoot, then you don't tell everybody in the world that they should walk barefoot, because when you God called you, you saw a vision, and then everybody in this church must be walking barefoot and be wearing one kind of color. You don't need all that stuff. He spoke to you. If he told you to be fasting 7 days a week, that is for you. Don't make your wife suffer because God has told you to fast. You are the one God told to be fasting. You listening to me, you are the one God told to be fasting 7 days a week. So let your wife rest. Don't disturb your wife. Don't make her feel sad for eating pounded jam or taking pizza or cheese. You just obey what God is saying. You are the one God spoke to. All right. So if I was in your house and you said God said, oh, you should be fasting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I will make toast bread. I'm going to make. I'm going to get pounded yam. I'm going to get jollof rice, and I will be eating and telling you how good God is. All right. I'll tell you God is good. He provides for me every time, even though it's your food I'm eating. All right. So it is what it is. Okay. You have to pay attention because the issue of protocol starts with obedience. It starts with obedience. The issue of protocol starts with personal obedience to those things God personally told you. All right? So, what other protocols are we looking at? Now, don't prophesy to an elder in the ministry. Don't prophesy to an elder in the ministry without his permission. This is wisdom. I wish somebody is hearing me right now. Don't say, oh, the Spirit moved you and you could not control yourself. It's an error. It's an error. It's an error. Don't try it. Don't try it. Except you are sure you have his permission. Sir, I feel the Lord is saying something. Do I have your permission to... And don't go and lay your hand... Hey. There's one man in the US that went to lay hands on TD Jakes. He went to lay hands on TDJs, and people were saying, ah, this small boy, why will he lay hands on TDJs? You know, the Americans, they have their own way of doing things. Don't bring that one to Nigeria. Don't be in church, and they ask you to take opening prayer. Then you just turn to your senior pastor and say, the Lord is talking to me now. He says he's going to lift you up, and that he told you to do some things you've not done it. Ah, oh, Lord. Ah, oh, bye. You will not climb the altar again, though. Some things are just wisdom. You just need to get some things. Don't do it. It's a no-no. All right. And I need to stress this one because these Gen Zs, they don't understand all those things. Okay. Let me leave that matter. But I'm sure somebody got it. Prophetic protocols also include learning to control yourself. Especially when you think the hand of the Lord is upon you. It may take some time, but you will get there. You have to learn how to control yourself. We are talking about protocol. Protocol has to do with order. How things should be done. Praise God. How things should be done. Somebody is preaching on the altar. God cannot be speaking through that person and speaking to you at the same time, through you at the same time, because he is not the order or the author of confusion. If we have to ask that person on the pulpit to hold on for a second and then allow you to say what you need to say. All right. If you belong to a church where they don't allow public display of prophecy, except you've gone to the pastor, or to the father in the house there, go to him and say, Daddy, this is what the Lord is saying to me. He will judge that prophecy, and if it's true, he will give you the mic and say, please say what you have just told me. And that's fine. Some other churches, they don't have those restrictions. So you need to understand what works where you are. Don't just go and say, oh, you are coming from Terrestrial Church of Heaven, and then this is the way people do it. Then you now come to Harvest World. And while you see me laying hands on people, you just rush out and you say, the Lord told me to join you to lay hands. Then I may have to lay hands on you by force because that can't be God. So I'm just saying, understand how these things work. You can control yourself. Another thing you need to consider under prophetic protocols is not to speak concerning governments except you have the Lord's permission to do so. There are certain things that must be kept sealed and private. I listened to a particular man of God in this country from the South, and he said, he said it, it was a pastor's meeting. And he said, one of his spiritual sons gave a prophecy to one of the governors in this country. And it was not a very good prophecy. So he said, when he heard about what that man did, he called him and said, look, I am your spiritual father. Nobody knew my name in this country. We had churches in over 30 countries. Nobody knew what I was doing. I was just here doing my thing. The moment I started speaking against government, I started having problems. Now, when he said that, I started to think about it. You know, this man of God, you know, and I remember the scripture. The man of God, where the scripture says, the king does not bear the sword in vain. Oh, there was a particular prophet who spoke against the king in the Old Testament. And the king sent soldiers to get him and arrest him. But God intervened. And then the king's hand dried up. The prophet had to pray for that king for him to be restored. But do you know it is possible that for speaking against the king, he actually could have died? Under this teaching of prophetic protocol, it is always wise to know the things that are sayable and unsayable, and permit my choice of words. Some things you should just keep privately between you and your inner circle. Or if you feel the Lord wants you to address it, check with your pastor first. Check with your spiritual father, and you know, just to be sure that you are doing the right thing. A lot of people have got into problems because they couldn't control themselves and they just started saying things and then they started having problems. Okay? Conclusively, how you behave yourself could influence the opportunities and the doors that the Lord opens for you. This can also influence the open doors that men give to you. It can also determine how blessed or how frustrated you eventually become. When you see some of these, our men of God that we love so much, and they always get invited to certain places, it is because of the way they order themselves. It is because of the way they behave. It is because of the way they conduct themselves. They don't go preach in a place, or they don't invite them to a youth meeting, and they go there and mess up everything, abuse all the pastors, insult everybody. We are the only ones that know what God is doing. And then they leave a lot of chaos in that system by the time they are going. This is so important for especially those of us who are going to be in the prophetic ministry. We must understand protocol. Most times we have problems not because we are not gifted, but because we have no prophetic manners. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And I do hope this has brought you some form of encouragement, instruction, and counsel. And I pray that the Lord will establish you further in Jesus' name.